Welcome to the Don't Be a Sitting Duck podcast. In a world full of cyber threats, we're here to help you stay informed, stay proactive, and don't be a sitting duck to cybercrime. Let's dive in.
Welcome to the Don't Be a Sitting Duck podcast, your go-to source for the latest in cybersecurity threats, trends, and what you can do to protect yourself and your business. I'm Lee Kefford, and in today's episode, we're covering three major cybersecurity stories: the Australian government's ban on DeepSeek AI, the alarming number of data breaches in 2024, and why businesses need to prepare for Windows 11 now. Let's dive in. First, the Australian federal government has officially banned DeepSeek AI from all government devices. This decision follows concerns about data security and the potential risks associated with AI-powered applications that interact with sensitive government information. DeepSeek AI, a chatbot developed by a Chinese firm, was flagged for its potential to collect and process large amounts of data, raising national security concerns. This move is part of a broader trend where governments worldwide are taking a hard stance on AI tools that could pose privacy and security risks.
Take action. Here's what you can do to protect your business.
What does this mean for businesses? If the government is banning a tool due to security risks, it's a strong signal that businesses should be cautious about which AI applications they allow in their environments. Ensure any AI tools you use comply with cybersecurity best practices and data protection regulations. Next, a staggering statistic. Australia has suffered over 47 million data breaches in 2024 alone. That's one data breach happening every second. This report from Insurance Business highlights the growing cybersecurity crisis, with businesses across multiple industries falling victim to attacks. These breaches are not just minor incidents. They include credential theft, ransomware attacks, and sensitive data leaks, affecting businesses of all sizes. The financial and reputational damage from these breaches can be devastating.
Take action. Here's what you can do to protect your business.
Implementing a proactive cybersecurity strategy is essential. This includes multi-factor authentication, regular security awareness training, and having a strong incident response plan in place. If you're not actively monitoring and securing your business, you're leaving yourself open to attack. Finally, let's talk about Windows 11. The clock is ticking, and businesses need to start preparing for the transition now. Microsoft is gradually phasing out support for older operating systems, and businesses that fail to upgrade could face serious security vulnerabilities. Unsupported systems become prime targets for cybercriminals, as they no longer receive security updates or patches. Upgrading to Windows 11 isn't just about security. It also ensures compatibility with modern applications and better performance.
Take action. Here's what you can do to protect your business.
Businesses should start planning their migration strategy now to avoid disruptions down the line. This includes hardware assessments, software compatibility checks, and employee training to ensure a smooth transition. If you're still running older versions of Windows, now is the time to take action. Don't wait until your system becomes a cybersecurity liability. That's it for today's episode of Don't Be a Sitting Duck. Cyber threats are evolving fast, and staying informed is the first step to staying protected. If you found this episode valuable, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with others who need to hear this. For more cybersecurity insights and show notes, visit our website, sittingduck.com.au. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure, and don't be a sitting duck.